KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear skies. It's 24 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high of 46, with winds northwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Atlantic Police and CAS EMS are on the scene of an accident at 4th and Walnut Streets. The accident happened at around 7:50 a.m. The officer had requested an ambulance to check on a person who was shaken up. No other details are currently available. Officials with the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce earlier this week announced the winner of this year's Scrooge contest. Once all the points were totaled, the winner was determined to be Brian Ruge, manager at Brown's Shoe Fit. The Scrooge contest is an annual fundraiser for the Atlantic Food Pantry. And Ruge, along with John Martins, Tammy Shelberg, and the team of Jeff and Heather Lundquist, had competed in this year's Scrooge contest, collecting cash and non-perishable food donations for the honor of being named Scrooge and presiding over the annual lighted Christmas parade downtown Chestnut Street. Points were awarded for cash and non-perishable items. Ruge amassed 56,659 points. Team Lundquist came in second with 23,716. Martins had a total of 21,580. And Tammy Shelberg had a total of 17,200 points. A record amount of cash, $23,348 and a dime, was donated this year. And 2,415 food items were collected. A good chunk of the funds, officials said, came from Duke Rentals and Detter Motor Company. Ivy donated 25 turkeys along with 5 pounds of potatoes, 2 canned vegetables, and a pie with each turkey to the Atlantic Food Pantry, and 25 turkeys and fixings to the Mobile Food Pantry.
And Carol.
Well, most of us won't likely remember 2020 very fondly, but as we entered the year's home stretch, Iowans are urged to find something beautiful and capture an image of it. Kevin Teckow, executive director of Keep Iowa Beautiful, says the organization's 20th annual photography contest is now accepting entries.
We have 5 categories: Iowa Landscape, Iowa Water, Iowa City, Iowans in Action, and Iowa Wildlife. And so contestants can enter as many times as they like in any of these categories to capture the beauty of Iowa, and we do have prizes to award the best photography.
Keep Iowa Beautiful was co-founded by former Governor Robert Ray back in 2000 as a way to help communities make the state a better place to live, work, and raise a family. Photography was one of Ray's favorite hobbies, so the photo contest has been an annual staple ever since. A panel is being assembled to narrow down the best entries.
We're going to have a round of judges that will pick winners from each of the 5, and then those will go into the grand prize Best of Show, which will be the Robert D. Ray Best of Show Award. In fact, Governor Ray's eldest daughter, Randy Ray, will be one of the judges that will help make that decision.
The contest was expanded this year in honor of the 20th anniversary.
First prize winner in each of the categories, prizes are 100, 75 for second, and third prize, 50. And then in the Best of Show, the Robert D. Ray Best of Show Award, first place will be 500, second place, 250, and third place, 100. And then we're going to have a public award where the public can vote for their winner, and there'll be a $100 prize for the winners in that category.
There is a $5 fee for each photo entered with a deadline of December 18th. The rules and entry forms can be found at the website www.keepiowabeautiful.com. An Omaha-based nonprofit dedicated to helping people with vision loss is opening up its wide range of programs and services to all 55,000 Iowans who may have a sight impairment. Paulette Monty, Programs Manager for Outlook Enrichment, says as COVID-19 pushed many people to stay home, the agency shifted more of its offerings to online.
Prior to the pandemic, we were looking at expanding our remote services. The pandemic just pushed us and gave us that little nudge to further our opportunities.
The organization's website at www.outlookin.org was initially designed for people in the Omaha Council Bluffs area, but is now reaching people with all degrees of vision loss as far away as North Carolina.
We're not limited right now because of technology to a geographic area. Our full focus is to serve anyone who is in need of our services.
Monty, a Des Moines native who is legally blind herself, said the goal is to help people with vision loss to find the resources they need to stay independent and to continue to doing the things they love.
Our programs and services focus on aspects of an individual's life, such as accessing technology so they can be independent, and that can be online banking, accessing Facebook. It really depends on what the person's particular interests are. We also have recreational and cultural programs.
She says Outlook Enrichment created a host of new programs and services to address accessibility challenges presented by COVID-19 and for life after the pandemic is long gone.
We also have, through Zoom sessions, book clubs, educational programming, such as independent living aids that somebody might use within their home. This coming week, we're going to be talking about Amazon and Walmart and how you can better utilize them with adaptive technology.
The Adaptive Tech Training Program helps people with vision loss learn how to use smartphones, apps, and the magnification technology. Those skills can help them to maintain employment, facilitate remote learning, and stay connected to their loved ones. An Iowan who has recovered from a serious case of COVID is urging others to donate their plasma. Sue Casper Bauer of Ankeny got COVID at the end of June and ended up in the hospital.
And when I got there, they told my family that it could go either way. And so the first night, they started me on a lot of medications. And when it was available, they gave me convalescent plasma. I remember telling my nurse that I felt so much better afterwards, like my body woke up again, you know, after 10 days of being in a lot of pain.
Casper Bauer said she spent more than 10 days in the hospital.
For me, the convalescent plasma really seemed to be what turned things around. And then when I could finally breathe well enough without using oxygen, I went home to finish, you know, recovering there. I had time to really think about the fact that a person that I don't even know took time out of their life to donate convalescent plasma and helped save my life. I got to go home and be with my family because a stranger donated their plasma, and I'm so thankful to that person.
According to the Mayo Clinic, convalescent plasma therapy may help people recover from COVID-19 by reducing the severity or shortening the duration of the disease. Casper Bauer herself has become a plasma donor.
And each time I do it, I'm helping up to four other patients survive COVID too. If you've had the virus, you have convalescent plasma. And donating plasma is something you can do to help all of us get through all of this.
Some blood centers like LifeServe in Des Moines are screening all blood donors to see if their blood contains antibodies that have indicated they have already had the virus and could donate convalescent plasma as well. There is currently a national shortage of convalescent plasma. LifeServe reports a surge in donations over the past week after a public plea for donations. Sadly, a Nebraska hospital is mourning the death of a nurse who died of the coronavirus as cases surge across that state. The nurse who worked on a surgical unit at Emanuel Medical Center in Omaha died Wednesday. A letter from CHI Health President Ann Schumacher didn't provide the nurse's name, identifying her only as Daphne. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that it described her as smart, kind, and compassionate. Meanwhile, seven staff members with the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services are tested positive for the coronavirus and are isolating at home. The agency said that four work at the Tecumseh State Correctional Institute, two at the Omaha Correctional Center, and one at the Nebraska State Pen. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.